It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Michelle Tafoya. He's like a skinny, bald, needs ointment and makes kids cry on the playground. Writer and comedian Joe DeVito. She's slim, grim, and probably dumped your cousin Tim. New York Times bestselling author and Fox News contributor Cat Tip. And he keeps his toothbrush in a guitar case. That's New York Times bestselling author, comedian, and former NWA world champion. Speculation runs deep on who will be Veep as Biden and Trump clinch nominations. Discussion has now turned to potential VPs. That's short for Vice President, Michelle. But what of RFK Jr.? The third-party candidate recently said he's considering New York Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers and former pro wrestler and Minnesota governor Jesse Ventura. One is an elite athlete, and the other one played for the Jets.
Oh!
Hey, Jesse Ventura was a Navy SEAL.
I know. Both are reportedly open to the idea. RFK also reached out to Tulsi Gabbard, Rand Paul, and Andrew Yang, all of whom declined. So far, he hasn't asked Asa Hutchinson, Carly Fiorina, or Mike Huckabee. He's still waiting to hear back from Ross Perot.
Oh.
Ooh.
He'll still get 18%. Meanwhile, President Trump is considering at least a dozen potential VPs, including South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, and former HUD Secretary Ben Carson. But seems to me he's overlooking the obvious strong candidate.
Yeah.
No one says you can't pick yourself. I do that all the time when I'm choosing sex partners.
Oh, God.
I know. I probably should have just ended it with a picture.
Big laugh from the wife tonight on that one.
Yeah. Joe, is RFK telling us he's not serious, or is he trying to be careful not to pick somebody that will look like it's either right or left?
Well, he made a big mistake in suggesting two people who are more well-known than he is.
Yeah.
You don't want to do that, because your vice president... Your vice president's supposed to be like that little tiny tire you put on when you have a flat.
Yes.
It's just there in an emergency to get you where you need to go.
Right, that's
but
good.
But it's not like you want to have a car with all four tires.
Yes.
Being like that. It's interesting picks. I mean, as soon as Aaron Rodgers heard that, he jumped for joy and shredded his Achilles tendon and completely came off his leg. And can we please refer to Jesse Ventura as Jesse the Body Ventura? Mm-hmm. That is his actual... name. I think the VP is important, unfortunately, because we have guys who are so old this time around. That's not good. We should have younger people so the VP can do what they're supposed to do, which is go to funerals of people you've never heard of in other countries.
Very true. Kat, you're a huge sports fan, aren't you? Aaron Rodgers leans libertarian. Is that appealing to you?
Yeah, but RFK is not a libertarian.
I know.
That's just something people kind of say on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
She lives it.
My favorite, honestly, is people saying that Trump needs to pick a woman to get votes from women, as if women never don't like another woman. Like, never happens. You'll never hear a woman look at another woman and say, I don't like her.
Yeah.
Some of the meanest things I've heard in my whole life have come from women.
Yeah.
It's so true.
It is.
And men can hate you and still want you.
True.
Tyrus, should we be asking Aaron Rodgers to be running for anything?
Yeah, why not? You know, yeah. They trip and stumble. Listen, yeah, Joe makes a great point. It'll be, if Aaron Rodgers was the VP, it would be the VP would be on the cover of everything. It would be, JFK would be in the back, and he'd be like,
yes.
I am the president. you know. But there's slim none in hell is not going to. They got no shot. JFK's got no. The independent thing's not going to go anywhere. So otherwise, it'd be bigger names wanting to be, you know, because Aaron's been in the league a long time. He's only won once, so it's not a very good record. Jesse the Body Ventura's. He would be a good VP, but again, he's got so much. There's so much between. You can't have two crazy, controversial people like JFK and Jesse the Body. It's
RFK.
Fun. Yeah, RFK, whatever.
Yeah.
yeah, I'm just like, we keep talking about him. Like, we got to be honest. Sometimes it's cute, cool, sounds good, but it ain't happening.
Yeah.
But the more important issue with this whole thing is we just need to. I have some insider information, and you've been pressuring me and bugging me. Fine. Okay. Fine. It's me. Okay, I'm running. I'm VP. If I can't go, Tim Scott's gonna take it.
Oh, there you go.
But if I can't go, you know, it's just it depends on you know if you're gonna give me those days off. Go to those, what is it? The dead people we don't know funerals. That's the only thing.
I think Trump should pick all four of them for his VP and then have them compete to see who makes it to
Ooh,
the next round.
Oh. You're fired. You're fired. Yeah. Yes.
Michelle, I think his choices were designed not to look partisan, because my theory is that he would get a large percentage, I think, and if Trump loses, then the right's going to blame RFK.
Yep.
If Biden loses, they're going to blame RFK.
Yep.
So he's has to thread this needle where he picks somebody that isn't from the right or left.
Well, it's interesting. I know for a fact that Aaron Rodgers received interest from another candidate as well.
Ooh.
So this is not the first candidate that's talked to Aaron Rodgers, Vivek Ramaswamy. it is the truth. I know this for a fact. So that it's really interesting how Aaron keeps coming up. I think it's the whole COVID stance and all of that that made him very popular with a lot of people. I lived in Minnesota under Jesse Ventura. I wouldn't recommend this at all. So I think you're right. That's just two kind of crazy people. I don't think either of them is going to end up being his pick. But it is interesting that unlike in the other parties, he has to present his pick in order to get on the ballot.
Yeah.
So it's a really fascinating thing. And I kind of think that presidential candidates should get out there and go, you know what? Before the convention, here's who's going to be here's who's going to be my Secretary of State, here's my team.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that makes you all the more desirable to a lot of different people if they know who's on your team.
He's presenting this, by the way, in Oakland for some reason. Who lives in Oakland? I don't know.
About to say, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know anybody who lives in Oakland. I mean, I have a friend that lives in Oakland, but he's in real estate. I don't know, and he's really lazy. But he doesn't watch this show.
Well, boo.
Up next is your baby thinking about race behind his chubby little face.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Once again, Greg is right. How does he do it? I don't know. Maybe he's not only gorgeous, but dare I say a genius too. With great, amazing quads.
Don't clap for that. It's disgusting. All right. Last night we told you about liberal sports site Deadspin going belly up after publishing a story that falsely smeared a young football fan with blackface accusations. I thought, what could be worse than trashing a 9-year-old? Watch.
We all could have seen this coming when they actually published an article trying to cancel a 9-year-old.
Yeah.
A 9-year-old kid. I would like to know, what were the pitches that were rejected?
Yes.
If that's the one that's getting through, this is actually the best that Deadspin has to offer.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually worse than we even know. What were people offering to write that they were saying, you know what, no. So I think that as bad as we see it is, it's way worse than we even know.
I'm trying to think, like, could you see, like, is your infant racist?
I guess you could just go younger.
How much you want to bet if you're at home right now and you Googled is your infant racist? That will probably
someone would tell you yes.
Yeah, yeah, but I bet there's an article. And indeed there was. Our dutiful viewers Googled my request, and lo and behold, racist babies. Several articles, in fact, quote, racial bias may begin in babies at 6 months. University of T research reveals, I guess it's Texas, I don't know. NBC News, how to raise anti-racist babies. And from Time, your baby is racist and why you can live with that. That Time article cited a study that found toddlers preferred to play with adults who looked like them over those who didn't. Which doesn't prove racism at all. It just proves that species choose what's most familiar to them as a mode of survival. And there you have it, folks. Proving once again, Greg is not just sexy and beautiful. He's right.
There we go.
Yes. Tyrus.
Wow. How'd I know?
You've had a lot of babies. Were any of them racist?
Yeah, all of them
were racist?
All of my kids were racist.
Yes.
It's not my kids I worry about. I recently just went through that.
Yeah.
At the park, I was just playing with my kids, and there was a toddler in the sandbox, and I heard the N-word. So I walked over, and his father was like, we said Nana. He said Nana. It was Nana. No, I thought I heard something different. Look how he's looking at me. And I looked down, his little diaper, a little swastika right there. I was like, hey, get this racist-ass baby out, you know, when the kid had to be dragged off. And he was like, called me a black light. I wanted to whoop that little boy's. This is the stupidest in the world. Racist baby. Put some soap in his bottle. If you feed him, hug him, love him, he doesn't care what color it is. You need to worry about the parents.
Yes.
That's the first thing I checked with all mine.
Yeah. Is that how you hold him?
Well, not you. It would be more like... It's moving.
Kat, is this another reason to hate babies?
Oh, gosh.
They're racist. I mean, they're bad enough screaming, but they're also racist.
I kind of do wonder where they got the babies for this study. Because I am not a mother that I know of. And I feel like if I were a mother, a new mother, 6 months old baby, soaking in all the joys that motherhood has to offer, someone was like, can I borrow your baby? And I was like, why? And they were like, well, we want to see if he's racist or not. Maybe I would be that desperate for childcare. I don't know. But I want to know where they got the baby.
Yeah, exactly.
Who's willingly like, yeah, go, here's my baby. Let me know if he's racist.
Yeah. Michelle,
yes.
I think Planned Parenthood should embrace this and just say, like, every abortion stops racism.
Ooh, wow, that's a good take, Greg.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, that is.
I was quite pleased with myself.
I think you should be.
Never happens, by the way.
Never happens.
Well, this study also doesn't tell you how many toddlers, like, were in the group, so yeah. There could have been 10, and this happened with 7 of 10 babies, and that makes it 70%, yes, but that's 10 toddlers in the universe of toddlerdom. So I'm not sure that this, you know, I'd like to know the methodology, but I'm with Tyrus. This is like, this is, you gotta keep taking things younger and younger and younger. Like in the sports world, you were interested in college players who were gonna be great pros. Now you're interested in high school players who are gonna be great college players. Mm-hmm. Now we're getting interested in elementary school players who are gonna be, before you know it, we're gonna be saying, who's the toddler that can play in the NBA? Mm-hmm. So they keep going younger, mm-hmm. and it's just an unnecessary focus on, God, it's just.
So stupid. You take your baby to Disney World, and he sees Mickey Mouse for the first time, and he screams because he sees a big rat.
Yes.
It doesn't mean he hates animals.
Right.
And the first time he sees me, he's going to scream the same way.
It was like the first time I saw Santa.
Right, yeah. Santa.
The first time I saw Santa, and he wasn't black. He was holding a knife, though.
But what is more old white man than Santa?
Exactly.
And, you know, they're supposed to be the most accepted people.
He's my Santa. Joe, are you surprised there are actual articles about racist babies?
No, and you're all wrong.
Yeah.
You're all wrong. Babies are the most racist.
Mm-hmm. How so?
When's the last time they marched for civil rights? you ever look at them?
Yeah, no.
Bunch of skinheads.
Yeah.
Where do they come from? But I will say, I don't care if a baby's racist as long as they shut up on a 3-hour flight. I don't care. That baby That baby could be sitting next to me reading the protocols of the Elders of Zion. As long as he shuts up and doesn't interfere with me getting my sun chips, that baby's cool with me.
He's got a Mein Kampf coloring book.
Well, all the crayons are white, though.
Yes, exactly. All right, we must move on. Now, let's try this again. Let's Google. So we said it was with, we said babies. Google, is it possible that your unborn child could be racist? And then Google, can sperm be racist?
There we go. Yes.
If we have articles for that, we're doing this again tomorrow.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.